Today is another Ask Megan episode. On Fridays, I am answering listener questions all about self-care. We've got a really good nutrition question for today. So let's take a listen.
Hey, Megan, this is Esther. I see everybody using colostrum as a supplement these days and saying how great it is for them and just wondering what your take is on that.
Colostrum, is this the new wonder supplement? Some people have called it liquid gold, and it's becoming quite popular right now, especially on social media and in this biohacking space. But what exactly is colostrum? Well, you've probably heard about it. Colostrum is the milky fluid that is first released in mammals, basically right when a baby is born. So this is that first dose of milk that's really high in immunity factors like antibodies and antioxidants. It's also really high in protein, and it's really high in a lot of just these micronutrients that are really beneficial to a newborn right when it's born. So if a newborn can get colostrum, then they're getting this like major dose of immunity and protein to help them grow and keep them safe. So colostrum supplements basically claim that too, that you can take the supplement. It's usually either in a powder or a pill form, and it's from bovine. So from a cow. So this colostrum is coming from a cow. And the biggest claims with it is that it helps boost immunity. Yep. And it also helps to boost your gut health. And it can also help with muscle growth and maybe even bone resorption. So making your bones perhaps a little bit healthier. Now, as far as boosting immunity, the results are somewhat inconclusive, okay? It seems to have a greater impact on someone who has a really compromised immune system. Someone who has a relatively healthy immune system, the studies have not shown a dramatic change or a dramatic improvement with someone's immune system, but it could be beneficial if you're someone that has a really compromised immune system. As far as gut health, it does seem to have a beneficial impact on repairing the lining of your bowels. So this could be very helpful for someone with an inflammatory bowel disease, somebody with like IBS or some form of disease where the lining of their intestinal wall has been compromised somehow. Colostrum has also shown to be somewhat beneficial for someone with infectious diarrhea. So these lower GI issues, it could be beneficial with that. Now, as far as helping older adults with improving muscle mass and muscle strength and bones, there's been a little bit of evidence there that it could be beneficial there. But really, the big thing is that it's kind of inconclusive right now. This is fairly new. Not a lot of studies have been done on it. Most of the studies have been performed on professional athletes. And it's been performed with doses of this supplement that are almost double or triple what the average individual would take. So that's something else to consider, is that colostrum supplementation is actually really expensive. I think a monthly dose of it, or about a month of it, is over like $400 right now, the way the market is. And another thing to remember is that supplements are not regulated by the FDA. So because it's fairly new, there might be a lot of questions out there as far as the quality, the purity of the ingredients, the bioavailability, so how effective it actually is. We just don't really know what you're paying for. So you're paying a lot of money for something that might not do that much for your body. It's generally like pretty risk limited though. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that there's not a lot of risk associated with it. It appears to be pretty safe, very minimal dangers, but is it going to do much for your body? That's kind of up in the air. But let me just remind you what the purpose of a supplement is. A supplement is designed to really just fill any nutritional gaps in your diet. If you're not getting certain nutrients from the foods that you're eating, then a supplement can do that. So if you're someone who eats just junk food all day long and you're not getting enough vitamins and minerals and protein from the foods that you're eating, then you would probably benefit from supplementing with something like this. But if you're someone that eats a good balanced diet with a wide variety of fruits and vegetables and variety of protein and oils and whole grains and lots of types of healthy fats, then you probably don't have as many of these gaps in your diet. So supplementing with this might not do a whole lot for you. So just keep that in mind with supplements in general, is that it's secondary to the food that you eat. Okay, so colostrum, is this the new wonder supplement? Probably not, but it's a fun thing to kind of think about. In fact, I dropped down in the show notes, I dropped a bunch of research articles for you, just some other things to read if you'd like to dive into it a little bit deeper, more than what I could cover on this short episode today. So definitely go check that out. Right? If this brought up another question that you might have in your mind, send it my way. I would love to help you. Just go to vigeofit.com/ask and I will answer it for you on an upcoming episode. Until next time, be strong.